This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Senate yesterday. Today, the American Chamber of Commerce gatherings to discuss the heavy price of medications in America. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on how a U.S. Supreme Court decision just this week could foster new competition for pharmaceuticals to lower costs.
The U.S. Supreme Court this week unanimously ruled in support of a new class of generic drugs. Biosimilars are copycat drugs very similar to existing products. They're used to treat conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and cancer and can now get to market 6 months faster. Paul Howard with the Manhattan Institute says it would be great if these generics ultimately drove down the price of brand-name drugs that can exceed $100,000.
Biosimilars free up funding in the healthcare system to pay for other innovation. So there is that breathing space that generic competition or biosimilar competition creates in the market.
Some predict savings as high as $110 billion by 2020. Washington University law professor Rachel Sachs agrees the potential to introduce more competition is there, but as of 2017, it's just that, potential.
We've only seen a handful of distinct biosimilars enter. It is really difficult to make these products.
The FDA has just approved 5 biosimilars, and only 2 have made it to market. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.